Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to all. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, here with you live from the SBTV studios here in frosty cold New York. A loaded show today, and I will try my best to get it all in so you will be able to digest this litany of information I'm about to give you all. And folks, as I have said many times in the past, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, at this point, I'm not going to tell you to turn my show off. Because I feel it's important that regardless of whether you're offended and regardless of whether you have small children in the room, I do feel that it's very important that they hear what I'm about to tell you. And that's the truth. So I want you to put your melon real close to the speaker. Because, ladies and gentlemen, today it's not about black or white. Not about red or blue. Today's show is about how the current administration thinks that we, the hardworking Americans, some of which put these heathens in their current positions, think that all of us are so unintelligent that we will swallow everything they say as the gospel truth. Well, this past Friday, our new Republican House Speaker released 40,000 hours, 40,000 hours of the January 6th insurrection video surveillance that is, it's been released for view to the American people to finally know the truth. Now, folks, the Democrats, mainstream media, and their ilk on MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and even Fox News have spent the last 3 years telling you that January 6th was an insurrection, a hostile takeover of government, a threat to our democracy. And according to the footage that's been released, there was no insurrection. There was some violence outside that was stirred up by people who were planted there, in my opinion. Does the name Ray Epps ring a bell? Ray Epps is on tape telling people, we got to go into the Capitol, as they're all saying, no, no, Fed, Fed, Fed. Where's Ray Epps? Oh, right, he's in hiding. He was on the FBI's most wanted list. The next day, he was removed from that list. We still haven't been told why. So let's recap, shall we? January 6, 2021, a day that some politicians call worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor combined. How fucking dare you? A Trump speech where he instructed the crowd to march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol and make their voices heard. Which, by the way, is not a dog whistle to storm the Capitol and cause thousands of dollars worth of damage. It's not a dog whistle for racism. The people that were present that day felt that on election day that their voices weren't heard. And when they cast their votes, they felt that they didn't count. Laws in certain states, namely Pennsylvania, were changed unconstitutionally without going through the proper legislature. And those very upset Americans did exactly just they marched peacefully to the Capitol, upset that their voices were not only silenced, but the left interfered in the 2020 election. That's a fact. President Trump got more votes than any U.S. president in history. 74,000. Was up by 300,000 votes in Pennsylvania at 2 a.m. when other states were called when they were up by only half of that, or even less in some states. And in the wee hours of the morning, Joe Biden was announced the winner of Pennsylvania. Somehow, in the wee hours of the morning, 300,000 votes plus were pulled out, and all of them were for Joe Biden? 300,000 plus votes in the middle of the night? As Trump said, an explosion of bullshit. Exactly what it was. 300,000 votes, all for Joe Biden in just a few hours, eh? Yeah. That doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. For the last 3 years, all we heard is that this is the cleanest and fairest election in U.S. history. I can't even say that with a straight face. That Trump lost and was sour grapes and therefore instructed thousands of his supporters to storm the Capitol and cause a riot and an insurrection and a diabolical scheme to get back at the liberal left because he lost the election. He instructed them all to break windows and beat up police officers and take over the Capitol. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what I've said on this show for as long as I've been on the air and what has been echoed by many others is that there was no insurrection. Those folks that were in the Capitol building were going to cause an insurrection with what? They weren't armed. It wasn't organized. They had cell phones and flagpoles. Seriously? You're going to tell me that these folks were just going to take over the Capitol building with cell phones and American flags. The J6 tapes have been released, and nothing of what the mainstream media or Karine Jean-Pierre and the rest of the money laundering criminals in the current administration have been parroting has been true. Not one bit. Let me just recap a bit of what is now available for your viewing. Capitol Police waving folks in. Some taking selfies, carrying American flags, cell phones for live streaming, and Capitol Police standing around, not threatened or in fear for their lives, running away from the chaos. You might even see Capitol Police officers fist bumping some of the supporters, which were walking through the hall. There was a man, I will not say his name. There was a man that was walking through the hall. You see him walking through the hall, not doing anything. He's just walking through the hall with his cell phone. After January 6th, he turned himself in. He was facing 9 years in prison. 9. For walking through the halls of the Capitol. And on the day of his sentencing, the Department of Justice wanted to tack on a terrorism charge. Terrorism? What did the man do? That man killed himself. He committed suicide in his garage. Folks, there are currently people rotting in a D.C. jail who haven't even had an arraignment. They haven't been charged with anything. Thousands of those folks were hunted down by the FBI and the Department of Justice. Even grandma with stage 4 cancer. They also told us that the Capitol Police, 5 Capitol Police officers to be exact, were killed that day, including Brian Sitnick, who apparently was beaten so severely by the insurrectionists with a fire extinguisher, was rendered unconscious and died from head injuries and internal bleeding. Erroneous! That same officer is seen on those tapes, standing around, laughing and joking, and doing his job. Not one Capitol Police officer was killed that day. Not one. In fact, there was one person killed, and it wasn't a Capitol Police officer. It was a woman named Ashley Babbitt, who was unarmed, deemed no threat to anyone in the Capitol that day. And despite all that, was shot in the chest at point-blank range by a trigger-happy Capitol Police officer who is called a hero by the liberal left. A hero for shooting an unarmed woman, former service member, and what we have now learned in front of her fiancé. The fact is, folks, is that we've been lied to just about everything from January 6th, COVID, 2016 Russian collusion in the election that was actually paid for by the Hillary Clinton and the DNC, with a fake dossier, everything that the left has instructed the mainstream media to tell us for just about the last 7 years. Since Trump was president-elect, in 2016, even before that, including screaming out for impeachment on night one. There's a man in federal prison, sentenced to federal prison not more than a month ago, as we speak, sentenced to 2 decades in federal prison. And he wasn't even there. You heard me correctly. That man was not even present at the Capitol that day. but yet he's serving over two decades in federal prison. You tell me what that is. You tell me what's wrong with that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, during the summer of 2020, just a few months before the January 6th insurrection, following the death of George Floyd, a black man supposedly murdered by a racist white supremacist police officer in Minneapolis, in front of a gang of people with cell phones recording, including other officers. Floyd, a known drug user and felon, was seen on tape yelling out for his mama on every news station that loops the footage over and over and over and over again. The body cam footage that was released, that was hidden from the American public, shows a lot more than that, including good old St. Floyd saying he swallowed too many pills. Oh, would those be fentanyl pills? Since he was in the car with a known drug dealer, tried to use a fake $20 bill in a store, which is a crime, by the way, and as he's done several times before. His death sparked riots across the continental United States and almost every Democrat-run city, perpetrated by the phony Black Lives Matter and Antifa thugs, causing billions of dollars worth of damage. Billions. Many, many injuries and fatalities to civilians, police officers, police animals, including a police horse who was shot in the eye by a launched bottle rocket. These vermin took over an entire city block of Portland, calling it an autonomous zone where they were walking around with guns. Remember the guns they told all of us we can't have? They're walking around with guns. And what happened after a week? There was people raped. There was people killed. Yeah. These same people set fire to federal buildings, took over police stations, blocked fire trucks from successfully responding to an apartment building that was set ablaze, where there were trapped women and children. Let us not forget the police officer, the retired police officer, shot in the head, live on Facebook, while he was defending his friend's electronics store. These things actually happened. Where's the Department of Justice and the FBI? Because these things happen for months and months on end, while CNN was standing there telling you on camera with a Wendy's ablaze in the back. These are mostly peaceful protests. You're really pissing on my cornflakes, bro. Mostly peaceful protests. In the interest of time, I don't have at my disposal. There was a lot more that happened over the 5 or so months that these BLM and Antifa riots were going on. A lot more. And I would like the Department of Justice and the FBI to use its special super-duper facial recognition software to seek out every single one of those people who actually broke the law, arrest them, and throw them in jail, which is, by the way, what they deserve because they did break the law. Now, I'm not denying that there weren't some rebel rousers outside of the Capitol building that day, but that is all the mainstream media showed us. 6 minutes of videotape looped over and over and over again. And in my opinion, to be quite honest with you, I think those people that were causing the ruckus outside were not Trump supporters at all. I believe they were either government plants or they were Black Lives Matter and Antifa doing that to rile up the crowd and incite the crowd. It worked. There were windows broken. There was some vandalism. There was some property damage. Nobody died. Nobody died that day. Yet here we are almost 3 years later. And those folks that were present are rotting in a D.C. jail. Not one Black Lives Matter or Antifa thug has been charged with anything as of yet. So literally, some of them have gotten away with murder, arson, rape, assault, cruelty to animals. Need I go on? Now, I'd like to know. I am gonna echo this question that was asked. I'd like to know why the left was hiding these tapes. Oh. I think I already know the answer to that question. And so do you folks. Because they didn't want us to see them. Because they know those tapes would show the truth. And when people get too close to the truth, that's when they come after you. Case in point, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was getting too close to the truth for their taste. What'd they do? Their highest rated show anchor was fired. Our Republicans had the ability to release these tapes as soon as Tucker Carlson had them. Republicans included. Why did the Republicans not release the tape sooner? Why did it take an outing of a Speaker of the House, who was a Democrat in Republican clothing? I believe they call those rhinos. Why did it take a new Speaker of the House less than 3 weeks to release all the footage of January 6th. And Republicans couldn't do it before? They sure could. They absolutely could have. I'll tell you why they didn't, because they're cowards and spineless. This is the same spineless Republicans and Democrats, people on the politicians on both sides, voted down defunding the IRS, the 187,000 new agents to go and harass the American people, in order to draft a bill for aid to Israel. Voted down. That tells you one thing. They want this war. You know why? Because they got investments in weaponry and ammunition. And they need wars to be happening so that weapons can be sold and they can line their pockets. Plain and simple. It's absolutely disgusting that there are college kids in the street who actually condone the violence that Hamas has perpetrated among Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, before my show started this evening, I was given a bit of news that's quite disturbing. And in the interest of time, I'll be brief. On Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls on the Canadian border, there was an attempted, just a few hours ago, there was an attempted terrorist attack. An attempt to maybe blow up the bridge. and cause lots of damage and fatalities right before Thanksgiving. Security and police presence is now heightened in New York City, the home of the Thanksgiving Day Parade, as well as other areas. Nobody was hurt, just the two bombers were killed, obviously, and one police officer was injured, but, you know, no fatalities as far as the bombing goes, except for the bombers, and you know what? I don't care. What I do care about is that where there's two terrorists, there's more. And those people have probably been here since the debacle of a pullout in 2021 of Afghanistan. Those people came over the border, unvetted, thrown into buses or planes, and flown or bused to their desired destination where they can come together and organize. You don't think terrorists are here? They're here. You don't think Hamas is here? Hamas is here. And this plan of action was set in motion a long time ago. Now, it was a failed terrorist bombing attempt. But what if it wasn't? Our southern border is open and has been for the last 3 years. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegal people, illegal immigrants are coming across that border, unvetted. We don't know who they are. Like, I'll make an analogy, which has been made several times before. If I come home and you're sitting on my doorstep and you ask me for a meal because you're hungry, I'm going to invite you in and feed you. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're sneaking through my window, I'm going to shoot you because I assume you're up to no good. That's how it works, because people who are seeking asylum don't sneak over the fence. People who are seeking asylum come to the ports of entry. And seek asylum the correct way. Is it a backed-up flawed system? You bet your ass it is. It's not perfect, but it was working under President Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, much like you, I just pray that the Thanksgiving parade and everything goes off. The festivities for the holiday go off as planned, with no issues. And I hope everybody doesn't live in fear, because that's what these terrorists want. They want you to live in fear. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you are planning to go to the Thanksgiving parade or out to dinner or what have you, show these people you're not scared and do it. Just go and live your life. Because honestly, if you stay home and cancel your plans, they win. And they didn't even have to do anything. There's been several threats in the past couple of years. And nothing's happened. Nothing's come of it. There's heightened security in New York City, Florida, Texas, Chicago, L.A., across the United States. Anywhere they're planning to hold holiday events, including football games. Don't let them win, folks. Don't let them win, because if they win, we're going to continue to lose. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to our show this week at Talk 29. Don't get me started. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.